Elbow to elbow up here in the Turn 3 grandstands at Martinsville. Let's give you the lay of the land here. Very minimal banking at the Martinsville Speedway. Just 12 degrees. Not enough to help very much at all if you've got an ill-handling race car that doesn't want to rotate in the corner. Bottom two lanes are concrete. The outside two lanes are asphalt. If you're running on the asphalt, probably trouble is coming, and it's coming soon. The low lane at Martinsville Speedway is almost always the fast way around. Big crowd on hand here this afternoon. Chamber of Commerce weather for the penultimate race of the 2024 season. We'll cover it all along with a few thousand of my closest personal friends here in Turn 3 at Martinsville.
There's a huge throng of fans still trying to get through the gates behind us downstairs as well. We expect an outstanding fan turnout yet again here in Martinsville, Virginia. Now, time for a thought or two from the pit lane before we drop the green flag. Starting at the exit of pit road, the Motor Racing Network lead pit reporter from Halstead, Pennsylvania, Steve Post.
Alex, as we wind down the season, partnerships, teammates, drivers, they all start to change and they all start to count down the races. None more so than Josh Berry and Rodney Childers. This has been a dynamic duel from the late model world, and Rodney said he will do everything in his power to make Josh Berry a Cup Series winner. They've got two more chances to do it together. They finished second earlier at Richmond this year, and they're awful good on the short tracks. They start 12th here, so Josh Berry starts 12th. Rodney Childers in his next last race calling the shots for Berry. To the other end of pit road, Chris Wilner.
Steve, as we heard from Denny Hamlin in NASCAR Live Race Day, it was quite the Herculean effort by his Joe Gibbs Racing team to repair that primary car, and crew chief Chris Gabehart couldn't be more proud of his FedEx team's effort. This morning, Gabehart described the process yesterday as like peeling back an onion, saying what started as a call to the team shop, which is 2 hours away in Huntersville, North Carolina, to prep the team's backup car, then later turned into the decision to repair the primary after underbody scans and measurements done right here at the racetrack. Chris said, "I'd rather go with the devil I know than the one I don't," referring to the primary car, and so the triage began here to completely strip down Denny's Toyota that suffered what Chris said was an 18G impact yesterday. It took just 4 hours of time. The team repaired nearly every component besides the rear clip, and they were able to do so with precise logistical planning using 5S organization, a method used in a gigantic rolling toolbox that houses a deconstructed race car with every part beside the chassis organized in labeled bins. That made for easy assembly, something Toyota Racing has done in-house across the board in motorsports. Gabehart told me his team epitomizes one of his favorite quotes and says, quote, "I have seen further than others by standing on the shoulders of giants." His team have been giants all weekend, and now today it's all about finishing the job as Denny hopes to end it with a trip to the Championship Four.
Denny Hamlin will start at the back of this pack in the 38th position today, trying for his sixth win at Martinsville and his sixth grandfather clock as well. The field is under pace and parade laps right now, making their way down the backstretch for the second time under these conditions. Rusty, everybody right now is getting angled up, making sure the belts are tight, getting ready for 500 laps. What kind of pep talks are being had right now with the crews and the drivers? Just everybody's trying to get in that right mental focus and embrace or handle what's ahead of them.
Well, with two races left in the year, the crew chiefs are going, "We came a long way, buddy. We're behind you. Give it your all. Just don't mess up. Don't tear this thing up. Get it to the start-finish line. We're with you." Stuff like that. That's what's going on. A lot of pep talk. But as a driver, I'm like, finally, I'm in this car. All the pomp and circumstances are over. All the pre-race ceremonies. At this particular time, I'm like, leave me alone. Let me drive. That's the way I always was.
Seven times a winner here at Martinsville Speedway, Rusty. I know you got to be a near perfect on every single lap for 500 laps. But if you had to narrow it down, what's more important to you for success here? Is that getting off of the corner onto the long straightaways, or is that rotating through the corners?
Well, in order to pass here, Alex, you really got to get the car to turn really good in the center of the corner so you can throttle down up off the corner. That's where I won most of my races, right in the center corner, carry a lot of speed through the center and not spin the tires off the corner. Another thing, if you got a car that good, you get a little room between you in the front of you and behind you. Don't run the heck out of the car. Let the car breathe a little bit. Be easy on the brakes. Be easy on the tires. A lot of times I've come across the radio and I go, "Hey, man, I'm throttling back." They knew just what I meant. I'm coming out of the throttle. I'm getting out of the gas close to the start-finish line. I'm coasting down the turn one. People couldn't believe I was doing that. But don't run the car hard if you don't need to.
We have had a lot of discussions about this race weekend, but there's one thing that has been largely overlooked, but it's in play every time we come here. You want to take the checkered flag, but one of the coolest trophies in all of this sport is up for grabs today. We're speaking about the grandfather clock. You have seven of them. In your opinion, where does that trophy, where does that clock rank among all the trophies that they are able to collect over the course of a season?
Good question, Mike. It's the tallest and it's the biggest, and I've got seven of them. My very last one I gave to my crew chief, Larry Carter, when I finally hung up my hat from driving. The rest of them are sitting down in the basement of the Hall of Fame in Charlotte, North Carolina, and they're all up to speed. They all work, and I know where they're all at, but it is the biggest and the baddest trophy.
We're going to find out who's going to wrap their arms around that Ridgeway clock here in 500 more laps. We're getting the signal, one to go, this time by. We're half a mile away from putting them under the green flag to get the Xfinity 500 underway.
So just to recap, Christopher Bell is in by 29 points. William Byron in by 7. Out by 7 is Kyle Larson. Out by 18 is Denny Hamlin. Out by 38 is Ryan Blaney. Out by 43 is Chase Elliott. And Alex, that's coming to the green. Once the green flag flies, those numbers will change, especially for Denny Hamlin, who's going to give up at least 30 at the start, plus with him having to start at the tail end of this field.
Yeah, that's just part of what happens when you have a problem in practice and cannot get the qualifying effort you wanted to have.
Pace car heads to pit road. The field is lined up double wide. A capacity crowd at the Martinsville Speedway on hand, ready for 500 laps of mayhem. Field exits turn number 4, and with the call, here is the Motor Racing Network's Alex Hayden.
Green flag is in the air, and the Xfinity 500 is underway. From the inside lane, Martin Truex Jr. has the field at command.
Big-time jump for MTJ. He'll lead them cleanly off turn 2 to the back straightaway. Chase Elliott slides down into the low line to hold on to second. William Byron, Chase Briscoe, wheel-to-wheel for third.
Chase Briscoe trying to get down to the bottom of the racetrack. He won't be able to do it this time through. Instead, he'll race side-by-side with Ty Gibbs for fourth.
Gibbs fills the hole on the inside. Briscoe trying to find some daylight to get himself back downstairs into that low line. He will do so on the back straightaway. Top five are now single file.
Ryan Preece from the Stewart Haas Racing Stable sails it in topside. He'll go around the outside of Harrison Burton off turn number 4. They nearly make contact. Burton keeps the nose of his car there.
Preece tried to slam the door. Burton had none of it. He'll keep that right front tire right alongside the left rear of the Ryan Preece machine. Side by side down the back stretch to 3.
Denny Hamlin has passed 2 cars in the first 2 laps. Up front, 6-7 car breakaway. First side-by-side battle is between Austin Dillon and Alex Bowman, and a battle for 8th.
Austin Dillon's got the outside of the racetrack, has not been able to find any room to slide his way downstairs. He'll try and do it on the back chute. Alex Bowman having none of it. Battle of the lead heating up.
It is indeed, as those drivers bounce off of each other. Austin Dillon crowding Alex Bowman downstairs. Those two drivers keep them pointed in the right direction.
Part of the way you get an advantage when you're stuck in that outside lane is to crowd the driver to your left down to the bottom, not allow them the real estate to get back to the throttle. Dillon will give up the hunt. He'll fall in line.
Here's Bowman. He will follow. Austin Dillon will follow Alex Bowman across the line. Kyle Larson looking on. Ryan Blaney doing the same. And now it's Logano and Gilliland wheel-to-wheel behind them.
Gilliland trapped in that outside lane. Now Joey Logano trying to wedge his way downstairs. He'll do so on entry to turn 3.
It looks like the top 10 are going to settle things down just a bit, feel things out, and go single file. Make it the top 11 now. Now the battle is on for 12th. Joey Logano goes to work on the inside lane.
Logano down to the inside on Gilliland as that battle continues off turn 2 in the back straightaway. Gilliland almost had him cleared in 3. Couldn't get the job done. Here comes Joey.
Guys, you can tell these cars got some soft tires on them. I tell you, they got a lot of corner speed. Just visually from the booth looking down on them, you can tell that it is flat flying through the center of that corner. I was watching the lap times. Their very fastest lap happened on lap 3. It wasn't lap 1, lap 2. 3. After that, they started falling off. So lap 3 was the fastest lap so far.
Everybody trying to get their sea legs under them. Basically, the field is single file for a couple of drivers that are stuck out of line there. Michael McDowell is trying to get to the bottom. Chris Buescher, John Hunter Nemechek, and Austin Cindric, who, by the way, had to fall to the tail end of the field for unapproved adjustments. Checking in on the Denny Hamlin situation. He's only passed 2 cars. He's going to work on Corey LaJoie, who also had to start at the back of the pack today. But right now, Alex, Denny Hamlin is not pushing the issue, and he's not gaining all that much ground since the flying of the green.
It's tough to gain ground when you're all hemmed in traffic back there. Nobody can really get a lane to advance. They're double wide for about three rows all the way up in front of them. So at the moment, Chris Wilner, Denny Hamlin, he's just going to have to take his lumps.
And this is going according to plan, Alex, so not to panic for the lack of improvement for Denny Hamlin early on in this race. Chris Gabehart also told me earlier this morning that the fact that they had to rebuild pretty much the entire car means that they're a little bit unsure with some of the components that they were unable to test because that car has not been on the racetrack since yesterday in practice. So right now, stage one is all about finding the reliability with this Toyota. As they told Denny, don't force the issue. We're not going to panic. Stage one's all about making sure the reliability is there with this car because they know it's not going to be as perfect as yesterday, and then worry about the track position in stage number two. So Denny told them, mind his P's and Q's, take what you can get, but don't force the issue here early on in this race.
That driver spotlight presented by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com.
Tell you what, you can do stuff like that, Mike, but when you look in the, your rearview mirror and you see that late leader running you down and catching you, instead of just kind of taking it nice and easy like Denny's doing right now, he's going to have to start hustling when that lead car starts catching the back of that pack, and that's where Denny is right now.
Denny's just bypassed Tyler Reddick, and with Denny stationed at the back of the pack, as he crosses the start-finish line, Martin Truex Jr. is a little over halfway down the back straightaway. So, Alex, at least Denny's got some wiggle room, at least for now, but there will come a point where Martin will start catching the tail end of the field. The last thing Denny needs is to go a lap down.
Well, you're right about that, but one thing Denny is going to have to be cognizant of as he goes to the outside now of John Hunter Nemechek, the thing is everybody's tires are going to wear at the same rate. However, some cars may not be handling quite as well at the tail of the field. So if you've got cars that Denny's having to battle around the racetrack who aren't handling well, that's going to force Denny to be on a high alert back there. Meanwhile, at the front of the field, Martin Truex Jr., Chase Elliott, William Byron, those guys looking like their car's handling quite well at the moment.
Right now, Denny is up to the 32nd position. A moment ago, contact on the racetrack between Carson Hocevar and Noah Gregson. Got a little physical over there in front of you, Dave, but that's nothing out of the ordinary here at Martinsville.
No, it's nothing out of the ordinary. Absolutely to be expected. And I don't think at this early stage of the race anybody took umbrage at it. It was just a situation of two race cars trying to go for the same piece of asphalt.
17 laps go on the board here in the Xfinity 500. 483 remain. Martin Truex Jr.'s led all 17.
Xfinity here. How can we help?
Hi. My daughter invited her entire class to her birthday party. Can my Wi-Fi handle it?
Oh, well, at Xfinity, our latest gateways have tri-band Wi-Fi technology, letting you connect hundreds of devices at once.
So if all the kids are watching stuff on their phones, well, their parents are sharing videos online.
Yep, they can all do their thing and party their way.
Oh, we are going to need a bigger cake.
Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff. Go to Xfinity.com to learn more. Restrictions apply.
This NASCAR playoffs, if you like things spicy, Toyota Racing is looking for you. No, we don't care if you can handle the five-alarm chili or that eternal inferno salsa.
Oh, boy. Oh.
Can you handle how spicy these playoffs will be when the temperature rises on racing's biggest stage?
Water, please.
If you're ready for some serious heat, we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Inc.
No change at the front of the field. Martin Truex Jr. continues to keep Chase Elliott at bay by the tone of about six car lengths. William Byron is third. Ty Gibbs goes fourth, and Chase Briscoe rounds out the top five here in stage number one early on in the Xfinity 500. From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a Deere. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
Lunch and change for the number five spot last time by Ryan Preece underneath the Ty Gibbs car. So Ryan Preece now takes his blue and white Ford into the top five with Martin Truex Jr. continuing to show the way. NASCAR fans, Xfinity keeps you in the zone with ultra-low lag and connection you can rely on. Stream NASCAR from the best seat in the house. Xfinity, bring on the good stuff. Xfinity, proud premier partner and sponsor of NASCAR.
Denny Hamlin on the move in the back of the pack. He's trying to take 30th away from Austin Cindric in turn three.
He's not the only potential playoff advancee that's in trouble. Tyler Reddick is behind Denny Hamlin. The problem for Denny right now, Mike, that car is just tight. It will not rotate through the corner. He puts more wheel into it as he goes to try and get it to turn. When he gets back to the throttle at the exit to the corner, the rear end steps out on him. He's got a handful right now.
Rusty, how difficult is driving a tight race car here at Martinsville?
It's pretty hard because here at Martinsville, you really don't want to hurt the brakes. And if you got a tight race car, you're all over the brakes. And so if this continues, you'll start to see his front rotors starting to glow. That'll start building front air pressure. And when they build front air pressure, that's going to make the car lose the front end worse. So that's not a good thing. The only way to fix it right now is throttle back, ease the car in the corner a little bit easier. Try to pick the throttle up in in the center instead of farther around the corner. That will help that problem.
Change for the number 10 spot. Ryan Blaney passed Kyle Larson, so Blaney now into the top 10 based off of that 45-minute practice session yesterday. Blaney's car did not give up lap time as much as everybody else did, so we're reaching that stage of this green flag run. We're now 30 laps into it. As the race leader, Dave, Martin Truex Jr. has now caught the tail end of the field.
Indeed, he will have to deal with a lap machine of Josh Palicki here momentarily. What was a half a lap advantage for Denny Hamlin over the leader now is about half of that, only a quarter of the racetrack.
Leaders coming out of turn number four across the start-finish line, Martin Truex Jr., Chase Elliott, William Byron, Chase Briscoe, and Ryan Preece are the top five as they exit two and work up the back straightaway.
Each one of those top five automobiles has got their own little piece of the racetrack. Not a lot of nose-to-tail battling for position here in the early going. Truex now closes in on the lap car, Palicki.
Palicki keeps it right in front of him. He's got every right to race as hard as he wants to try to hang on to the tail end of the lead lap, but Truex is too strong on the bottom.
He'll dive in on the bottom of turn number one. Josh Palicki will give him the real estate. They'll race side by side down the back straightaway into three. Josh Palicki will go a lap down.
Coming up for race leader Martin Truex Jr. will be Corey LaJoie, also Kaz Grala, Tyler Reddick in peril of losing a lap if he doesn't get to the whip and get to it quick.
Yeah, it's not been a good start at all for Tyler Reddick. He has not been able to make any progress from the back of the pack. He dives low on John Hunter Nemechek right now.
Just can't get the bite up off of the corner, so Reddick, good thing he's got that win under his belt from last week at the Homestead Miami Speedway. Certainly, Mike, this is not a throwaway race for Reddick and this race team. You want to come out and win every race you possibly can, but if there is a safety net, that win last week was huge.
Well, there is that grandfather clock hanging in the balance at the end of this race. You want to take the checkered flag, you want the trophy, but at the same time, there is a little peace of mind in play knowing that you don't have to perform and you don't have to win this race today. Tyler Reddick got that heavy lifting done last week at Homestead Miami Speedway, and again, Tyler and Joey Logano are the two that are locked in to the championship for next week as we check who is in and who is out right now. William Byron, Christopher Bell are those drivers in. In case you're wondering, Denny Hamlin has fallen to eighth on the playoff leaderboard. He is out by 56 points at lap 36 of the 500 this afternoon.
And he now has Martin Truex Jr., the race leader, on the same straightaway as him as Hamlin continues to battle with some of these cars deeper in the field, running to try to stay on the lead lap as Martin Truex Jr., the race leader, has led all 37 laps, exits turn number two.
Here he comes to the back straightaway, just picking off the lap cars one at a time as he gets to them. He's in no major rush right now. He's got some daylight, three or four car lengths over Chase Elliott.
I'm taking a look at the entire field right now, guys. It looks to me like the top four cars of Martin Truex, Chase Elliott, Byron, and Briscoe are really classed the field at the moment, but looking really strong. Their cars are real nice and steady, and already the pace of this race has fell off 1 second. We're only 38 laps in the race, and so that's a pretty good amount of fall off, Alex, I would say.
I would say so. You're right about that, Rusty. And that's what we saw, Mike, yesterday in practice. 30 to 40 laps, you're going to slow down almost a full second.
And that's exactly what we're seeing right now with Martin Truex Jr. having caught the tail end of the field. His lead is now down to 3 car lengths over Chase Elliott.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a scary movie victim.
Oh no, a tree fell on my car, and there's only one thing to do. Trip over my own feet and pull myself across the lawn while yelling help at a barely audible volume.
Sorry to interrupt, but you filed a claim with Geico, so you've got a designated claims team to help you.
This Geico sounds suspiciously reassuring. Are you sure I don't end up getting surprised with an unexpected twist?
Just that your Geico team will always be there to keep you updated.
No!
What is it?
Oh, nothing. I just didn't see that coming.
Geico. Great service without all the drama.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in. 4 tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Ryan's not here for Ryan Blaney. 4 tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Martin Truex Jr. has led the first 41 laps of this race today. He will not lead the 42nd. Chase Elliott has just completed the pass and now leads for the very first time of the afternoon. So Martin Truex Jr. back to second behind Chase Elliott with William Byron, Chase Briscoe, and Ryan Preece, the top five, 43 laps on the board, 87 laps to go in stage one. From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
We continue under the green flag here at the Martinsville Speedway. Chase Elliott has just taken the lead away from Martin Truex Jr. He leads now by 4 car lengths over Truex, Byron, Briscoe, Preece, the top five. Alex, the leaders are in heavy, heavy lap traffic.
The next driver in jeopardy of going a lap down is a championship four driver. That's Tyler Reddick as they head to Dave Moody.
His bad Martinsville weekend is about to get worse. Chase Elliott will take a wide set into turn number three. Crossover, look to the inside. Four.
And Reddick throws the block momentarily, but Elliott dials up that low lane, keeps his foot in the gas. On the brakes, hard into the bottom of Reddick, Elliott goes in one.
Tyler Reddick's going to give it everything he has to try and cling to the tail end of the lead lap, but I don't think he's got race car enough to get it done. Chase Elliott to the inside.
And Tyler Reddick will live to fight another day, or will he? Gets a pretty good launch off turn number four on the outside lane, but Chase Elliott, the race leader, a bit too strong.
Now he's going to go to the inside on the John Hunter Nemechek automobile, or try to at least. John Hunter slams the door in Elliott's face in turn two.
Right now, Elliott's got about a 3-car length lead in the lap car of Tyler Reddick between himself and Martin Truex Jr. Behind MTJ, it's about 3 or 4 car lengths back to William Byron, who rides along in position number three.
It's been a pretty docile start, at least in the top 10 for these drivers. Nobody willing to abuse the equipment. Nobody really breaking out the chrome horn as of yet. That will change as we get a little deeper into the proceeding.
It changes coming off turn four with the race leader, Chase Elliott, just a little nudge to the left rear quarter panel of John Hunter Nemechek, saying, come on, boy, we got to get going here.
I understand you want to stay on the tail end of the lead lap, but I'm trying to make some progress here. Try to get onto the front. Here comes Chase Elliott down to the bottom. He'll open up the hole as John Hunter gets sideways in four.
You can tell that Chase Elliott just starting to lose his cool just a little bit with John Hunter. He's trying to get ahead of him. He's kind of run down Denny Hamlin. He wants to catch him a lap, and no doubt about that. But he was going to put up with that block in about another two or three laps. Then I got a feeling this 42 was getting ready to go for a ride.
Elliott has made the pass around John Hunter Nemechek, and now Chase closes in on Zane Smith. He's got Chris Buescher and Shane Van Gisbergen directly ahead of him.
For the moment, Denny Hamlin not in any immediate trouble. He is the better part of the back straightaway ahead of the leaders. And right now, Chase Elliott's got more to worry about than that. He's going to work on the Zane Smith machine.
He is. He's got Smith in front of him. Chris Buescher is there. And then Shane Van Gisbergen as well. Chase Elliott now has been able to gap by the tone of about 10 car lengths to Martin Truex Jr. with the luxury of two lap cars between them.
Plenty of daylight and some lap cars behind him. Unfortunately for him, plenty of lap cars in front of him as well. He will dive bomb into turn number three to bypass Zane Smith.
74 laps to go in the opening stage here in the Xfinity 500 for the NASCAR Cup Series. While we have a moment, let's take a look at the leaderboard brought to you by Blue Green Vacations. Blue Green Vacations, the official vacation ownership provider of NASCAR, invites you to believe in the power of vacation. With Blue Green, you can create a lifetime of memories at our collection of unique, locally inspired resorts and enjoy exclusive access to VIP NASCAR experiences. Start your vacation journey today at bluegreenvacations.com.
Chase Elliott is the race leader. Change for the second spot. William Byron has gotten by Martin Truex Jr. Truex under fire now for the third spot as Chase Briscoe is there side by side. Ryan Preece is in the fifth position. Running sixth is Ty Gibbs. Seventh on the leaderboard is Alex Bowman. Ryan Blaney is up to eighth. Harrison Burton ninth and Austin Dillon is 10th.
Kyle Larson runs 11th. You got Josh Berry in 12th. Todd Gilliland 13th. Joey Logano 14th. And Christopher Bell is 15th. Daniel Hemric is 16th with Brad Keselowski up to 17th. Daniel Suarez is 18th. Michael McDowell is 19th, and 20th belongs to Noah Gregson.
With Ross Chastain 21st, Bubba Wallace 22nd, Kyle Busch being scored 23rd, Eric Jones is 24th, Carson Hocevar is 25th, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. goes 26th, Denny Hamlin up to 27th, Justin Haley is 28th, Austin Cindric 29th, and the last car on the lead lap currently is Shane Van Gisbergen.
Chris Buescher is one lap down in 31st, Zane Smith one lap down in 32nd, so are Tyler Reddick in 33rd, John Hunter Nemechek in 34th, Kaz Grala in 35th, Corey LaJoie is 36th, and Josh Balicki is one lap down in the 37th position.
Now 60 laps complete, and this is about what we saw in practice when the Martin Truex Jr. car began to fade just a bit. He gave up the lead to Chase Elliott a few laps back and has given up second, given up third, given up fourth, and now Truex is trying to settle in the number five spot. He has some lap traffic between himself and the sixth place running teammate car of his and Ty Gibbs.
Behind Martin Truex Jr., battle starting to brew between Alex Bowman and Ryan Blaney. Blaney has given Bowman all he can stand. Ty Gibbs there as well. Here's Bowman trying to get by Gibbs, and Blaney's got the wick turned up.
That's a pretty good battle as they race their way around this racetrack. A moment ago, a rare display of temper from Martin Truex Jr., probably the least likely to show emotion on the racetrack. Ryan Preece roughed him up a little bit, making the pass. MTJ, Jack Preece up going into turn number one, but didn't jack him up for too long. Let him go before any damage could be done.
Now, Tyler Reddick, who will race for a championship next week by virtue of his win last week at the Homestead Miami Speedway, he got lapped a few back, and now Chris Wilner elected to come on to pit lane. What's the story?
Oh, well, right now, just an ill-handling race car for Tyler Reddick. They were having conversations on the radio as he was going a lap down, saying, we need to work on this thing. So Billy Scott made the call to come down pit road, again, really early in this opening stage, working lap number 85. But again, it's all about about handling for Tyler Reckon. He does have to go out here and shock the world, but they do want to have a solid finish. But an ill-handling race car for Tyler Reddick cannot get the car pointed off the corner as they continue to work on that car, and he's already back out on the racetrack. But 60-some laps into this race, not what Tyler Reddick was looking for here this afternoon.
He's got 435 laps to work it out in time to get back on the lead lap and get back to being a part of the mix. That trip to pit road brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, official partner of NASCAR. Real, unlimited data, less dollars, more cents. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com.
Now Martin Truex Jr. has come off the racetrack under green flag conditions. Truex making his way at 30 miles per hour all the way around to Steve Post.
Martin Truex Jr., the grip and the handle has gone away on that race car. Very loose entering the corners. Here is Martin into the attention of the James Smollett pit grill. Going to be four tires, Sunoco Racing fuel, and it looks like I don't see a visible adjustment and the air pressure adjustment for Martin Truex Jr. Again, the car just lacking overall grip. He has pit stopped here on lap number 67, midway through stage number one.
Martin Truex Jr. comes back out onto the racetrack, and he's lost a lot of time. He's lost at least one lap in this exchange. We'll let it cycle through. But a couple of pit stops for Tyler Reddick and Martin Truex Jr. A couple of Toyotas going to the pit lane in the early going.
I tell you what, this is huge right now for Martin Truex. They already hit pit road at lap 66. I mean, that is very, very early. I mean, you saw the 45 car Tyler Reddick and now the 19 car of Truex. That's something I haven't seen in a long, long time, especially under green flag. And now Truex back on pit road. Something must have went wrong. He's coming down pit road right now, just around the start-finish line. We'll have to check and see what's happening.
He's been busted for speeding on the pit lane on his first pit stop. Third time in the last four races here at Martinsville Speedway, Truex has been busted for speeding.
And it's easy to do in Martinsville, Alex, because you just emphasized it a moment ago. Pit road speed is 30 miles an hour. It has to feel like you could get out and push the car quicker than you can actually drive it. And MTJ just got bit by the speeding police a couple of laps ago.
And Steve Post, Truex winning the pole, elects to grab that last pit box, but it's been moved back up the pit lane from years gone by, and we've seen a lot of teams get busted for speeding exiting that number one box.
Yeah, conventional wisdom used to be you could not get caught speeding exiting this first pit box. This is no longer the first pit box. Monster has, the Monster Energy sponsorship has the first pit box. They have their hospitality unit here, so this is actually pit box number two. There's enough distance from pit box number two to get busted speeding. We saw Ryan Preece do it a couple years ago, and I believe one other driver did it. One of the Hendrick drivers, I think, did it as well. So yes, you can and do get busted speeding here in this number one pit box at Martinsville.
73 laps are complete of the 500 here in the Xfinity 500. Want to welcome a great friend to the network back with us here in the broadcast booth. That's Matt Lederer, Comcast Xfinity, Vice President of Brand Partnerships. Afternoon, sir. How are you?
It's great to be back, guys. It's good to see everybody.
So tell us a little bit about, it's the time of year, it's November, it's Martinsville. Time to talk a little bit, Comcast Community Champion of the Year. You guys just announced your finalists.
Yeah, we did. This is the 10th year of this amazing program. So we just announced our three finalists. Scott Crowell from NASCAR Productions, who has been giving back to ensuring that children with disabilities get the same fun activities that children with able-bodied children get as well. Eric Jones, who turned a tragedy of his father's passing a handful of years ago into moments at the track where he is actually helping NASCAR fans save their lives through melanoma detection. And then Susan McKee from Charlotte Motor Speedway, who is their leader in what they do with Speedway Motorsports. So three great stories. Go to ComcastCommunityChampion.com, watch all the videos. Each of them will get $30,000 to their charity, with the winner being announced on November 21st, getting $60,000 to their charity.
Why is this program so important to Comcast?
You know, it's really key, Mike, because when we first got into the sport,
hang on, Matt. Trouble turn two. Christopher Bell is around. Corey LaJoie involved as well. Dave, a couple of drivers having a challenge in turn two.
They got tangled up at the exit of turn two, Mike. And Corey LaJoie got the worst of it. He did a smoking 360. Fired her up and kept right on trucking. Christopher Bell, Corey LaJoie tangling in turn two.
And that puts us under the caution flag for the first time of the afternoon. As Dave mentioned, they right their cars and they pull away from the accident scene, but that will slow us for the first time. Sorry to interrupt you right there, but this is an important program to you folks at Comcast. Why is that?
You know, we've been in the sport for 10 years, and very early on we realized how much giving back to the communities and where people race, live, and work was so important to NASCAR. And that aligned exactly with what Comcast believes and what we do every single day as well. And so the development of this program was an alignment of those two cultures coming together. And to be able to have it going for 10 years, we're going to be telling our 28th, 29th, and 30th great story of people in the NASCAR community who are doing amazing things. Not just drivers. Drivers do great things, but NASCAR Productions, Fabric Guys. It's just an amazing culture that this sport has across the board in terms of giving back.
Not just sponsoring today's race, the Xfinity 500, but you guys are sponsoring the Bubba Wallace car, and that's a pretty cool paint scheme. Give us the story on behind that.
Yeah, normally we talk about people being at the track that we took, you know, taking people to the race. We actually have people on the track. So through our Xfinity Rewards program, we have over 230 of our customers, some of them with their dogs, selfies on Bubba's car. Today it was a program through XfinityRewards.com. Thousands and thousands of people entered, and we got over 230 people's faces on the car. In fact, we had a couple of them who we didn't even know were coming to the race. We're down at the car today looking at their face. And if you go to XfinityDrivesWithBubba.com, you can actually see everybody's face and pull up some selfies yourself.
As always, thank you so much to you and your entire team at Comcast Xfinity for all you do for not just Martinsville Speedway, but for the fans, the people in the sport, and for the sport of NASCAR.
Well, thank you guys. And I want to call out two people who are retiring. Jeff Striegel, your guy, and an amazing thing that's going on for him today, going to the Hall of Fame. And then Wayne Auten, who's been the racing director of the NASCAR Xfinity Series for all 10 years. I can't say enough about what Wayne has done for our series, for our brand, and for me personally, just for his friendship. And I wish the both of them the best of luck.
That's Matt Lederer, Comcast Xfinity Vice President of Brand Partnerships.
Pit Road is open, lap 79 on the board, and everybody is in front of Steve Post.
Chase Elliott, race leader, brings his car in. He said, I would like a little more looseness up off the corner. The car is just a little snug, but not enough to make an adjustment. He just wants it in the file for future reference is what he's feeling about the race car. Ryan Blaney, pretty decent. Chase Elliott going to win the race off pit road. William Byron goes out second. One out third is Chase Briscoe. Ryan Preece and Todd Gilliland in front five. Ryan Blaney, he is decent. He really likes the long run speed of his automobile. Chris Wilner.
Well, we heard about Christopher Bell bringing out the latest caution. Said, I lost the rear tires. This thing's a 10 number loose. Tighten me up. So Adam Stevens made the call to make a big chassis adjustment. Put four fresh Goodyear tires, Sunoco fuel. William Byron said really good on lap five. He was quiet for the rest of the run, then said built tight. And the last 10 laps, they made an air pressure adjustment. Four Goodyear Eagle Sunoco fuel, four tire Sunoco fuel for Kyle Larson, who just needs help off the corner, as well as Ty Gibbs saying super, super tight here with the pit stops at the end of here at this caution on lap number 81.
First round of pit stops is over, and Chase Elliott the first on and off of the pit lane.
NASCAR fans, thinking about heading to the track? The official NASCAR Tracks app is the ultimate resource for planning and attending your next event. Discover tickets, event schedules, maps, and facility information to make your experience memorable. Get notified of the latest happenings right on your mobile device.
Ready, green flag, green flag.
New for 2024 is scanner access right from your phone.
Got a race to win, my man.
Listen to driver and team communications while at select NASCAR tracks. Download NASCAR Tracks today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. NASCAR fans, the time is now to turn your love of racing into free tickets, merchandise, VIP experiences, and much, much more. Rack up fan rewards points by watching races at home, playing fantasy, completing challenges, and visiting tracks. Then redeem your points for epic prizes. You are in the driver's seat. What are you waiting for? Sign up for the free NASCAR Fan Rewards Loyalty Program today at NASCAR.com/fanrewards.
Going back to green shortly, Chase Elliott, William Byron, Chase Briscoe, Ryan Preece, Todd Gilliland, your top five from Martinsville Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Chase Elliott, William Byron, Chase Briscoe, Ryan Preece, Todd Gilliland, the top five choosing right now which lane they will begin this next portion of the race, as they were the first five off the pit lane. Getting the one to go right now. Those top five cars off the pit lane, presented by National Debt Relief. Struggling with credit card debt? National Debt Relief can help you get back on track. They negotiate.
So Chase Elliott chooses the inside of the front row, and then his teammate William Byron chooses the outsides. They make up row one. Second row will be Chase Briscoe and Ryan Preece, also team cars, but from Stuart Haas Racing. Row number three, Todd Gilliland and Ryan Blaney as we get set for the Geico restart.
45 laps to go in stage one. Who's going to beat the other to the corner? Elliott down low, William Byron topside. They both get a great restart. Briscoe delivers a bump to Chase Elliott. Side by side, they race to the corner.
Chase Briscoe gives Elliott a little bit of giddy up on the entrance to turn number one. Not going to help him break free with the lead. As a matter of fact, the outside lane has the advantage. Here comes William Byron rolling the top.
Byron has a nose in front of Chase Elliott and a great run up off of turn number four. William Byron has the advantage, but Chase Elliott digs back down to the bottom.
Side by side, they go all the way around the Martinsville Speedway paperclip, and they'll do it again for at least another half a lap. Byron on the outside. By a nose, Elliott digging hard down low.
Three wide mid-pack, rooting and gouging there. Here's Elliott, great run from the bottom of turn number four. He'll swing to the inside of William Byron. He will reclaim sole possession of the top spot.
Byron gives up the chase, at least for now. Slides in on the back bumper of that Napa Auto Parts Chevrolet. He'll ride in the second spot. Briscoe is third, Ryan Preece and Gilliland.
That make up your top five. Further back, Denny Hamlin has cracked into the top 20 now. Hamlin is up to the 19th position. He is, however, in a big pack of traffic. Everybody works their way up off of turn number two with Austin Cindric in the mix.
The good news for Denny is he's got the bottom of the racetrack, so he will hug that inside line, make his way now underneath the Josh Berry machine in four.
Alex Bowman and Ryan Blaney really having a fight getting down to turn one. Blaney tried to get to the bottom of the track, but just couldn't get down there. Bowman's on the bottom, but boy, I tell you what, the 12 car really needs to clear the 48 of Bowman if he's going to try to gain some ground. He's kind of stuck in the outside right there now, guys. Can't seem to get going.
Ryan Blaney, Alex Bowman fighting for sticks. Kyle Larson behind them waiting to see which lane is going to open up.
Yeah, Larson being patient right now, just waiting for a verdict on this one. They are side by side, inches apart, down the back straightaway. Bowman on the inside, Blaney up high.
Neither driver still wanting to yield that spot. Blaney keeps his car wound up topside. Alex Bowman on the bottom of the racetrack, dead even back to turn one.
Here they come through turns one and two, and still that nose-to-nose battle continues for position number six. Alex Bowman down on that red and white curbing. Blaney puts the squeeze on him in three.
At the same time, Joey Logano has gotten by Ty Gibbs to break into the top 10. So put Logano in position number 10 as we continue to focus on the battle for six.
Toward the back of the pack, Tyler Reddick's woes continue. That car is just a handful right now. He got shuffled three wide as he runs back toward the tail end of the field.
He is one of a number of drivers that are a lap down. They made green flag pit stops before that caution flag came out, and they got hemmed up back there. Tyler Reddick is a lap down in 31st. Pole winner Martin Truex Jr. is a lap down in 32nd. Kyle Busch a lap down. Chris Buescher, Shane Van Gisbergen. An untimely caution, Mike, for those drivers when they came to pit lane.
And then, of course, you mentioned Martin Truex Jr. had to serve a pit road speeding penalty. So there's lots of work to be done there. They're only one lap down. That could have been much worse. But right now, Truex, Reddick and company pinned at the back of the pack. All the while up front, Chase Elliott is roaming wild and free, dictating which lane he needs to take and he wants to take, with William Byron and Chase Briscoe looking on in second and third.
That battle further back for the number six position finally went in favor of Ryan Blaney. He will take over that spot and actually pull away from Alex Bowman by a couple of car lengths.
We're down to 34 laps to go in the opening stage. Chris Gabehart told us in the garage this morning, of course, the crew chief for Denny Hamlin, that he would like to be into the top 20 if they can by the end of the first stage. They're getting a little more than that. Denny Hamlin is now up to 15th. And what a story this is right now for this race team, Mike. And you got to give all the credit in the world to Chris Gabehart and that entire race team.
Without a doubt. That was some unbelievable repair work that they performed on that Toyota Camry yesterday. Chris, I'll be interesting to know what the radio traffic has been like between driver, crew chief, and spotter here in the opening 97 laps.
Well, surprisingly, Mike, with how many cars Denny Hamlin's already passed and navigated in traffic, it's been relatively quiet, at least on the driver's side. Denny Hamlin did come in over the radio during the caution and said the balance is starting to come to us. I just need help getting my way through traffic and seeing if that outer lane was an option. Chris Gabehart's been working him through the traffic, as is his spotter, Chris Lambert. They've been doing a nice job. But like you mentioned, kind of punching above their weight of what the expectation was here in stage number one. I wouldn't be surprised if they cracked the top 10 before we get to this end of the stage.
Alex, they had the opportunity yesterday to run around like they were on fire, but those were very deliberate steps. Everybody knew what they needed to do, and under the leadership of Chris Gabehart, able to put that car back together when everyone thought they never had a chance to do it.
It's all about leadership and how you lead, and doing it with a calm demeanor, but yet everybody understand their responsibility. A lot of racing still to go, and we never know what's going to happen, but at least now, from the back of the field up to the 15th spot here, with still 30 laps to go in the stage.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
One change inside the top five was for the number five spot. Ryan Blaney continues his steady march towards the top of the field. He has gone to the number five spot. Todd Gilliland falls back to six, but he's in jeopardy of losing that now to Kyle Larson, as Larson will go up underneath and make that pass. Down to 26 laps to go in stage number one. From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get five oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to five quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Daily Money Management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, Daily Money Management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Back at the Martinsville Speedway, Chase Elliott continues to show the way. William Byron second, Chase Briscoe third, Ryan Preece hanging in there in a solid fourth place, and Ryan Blaney has taken over position number five. A lot of those drivers are playoff drivers. As a matter of fact, four of the top six runners at the lineup are playoff competitors. So here's a look at the Powerball playoff picture presented by Powerball. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR, wants to make you a millionaire in victory lane. Head to Powerball.com to find out how you can enter the NASCAR Powerball playoff.
Right now on the leaderboard, we obviously have Tyler Reddick and Joey Logano locked in. Chase Elliott, now that he has taken the lead of the race, he goes to third and will work his way into that championship four, at least at this point of the race. That moves William Byron onto the cutoff line, and he's in by 14. Out are Christopher Bell by 14, Kyle Larson out by 19, Ryan Blaney out by 47, Denny Hamlin out by 49. So at this juncture of the race, Alex, at lap 111, everything is leaning in the favor of Chase Elliott and that Napa number 9.
Well, not just that, but you look at second place William Byron, and then Kyle Larson from Hendrick Motorsports is 6th. The 4th Hendrick car, and Alex Bowman is 7th. When we raced here back in April, Rusty, Hendrick finished 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
Oh, they're strong today. There's no doubt about that. But guys, I got to remind everybody, we're way early. We're only lap 112 out of 500 right now. But it's, at this particular point, the Elliott's car and Byron's car, those two Hendrick cars, look really, really strong. I'm really, really impressed with the two Stewart Haas cars, though, of Ryan Briscoe and Priest. Those guys are looking really good in those Fords.
They're looking great in the early going. One of their teammates in Noah Gregson is having a problem right now. And that problem, Dave Moody, is Christopher Bell. They have been beating the breath out of each other for the last 6 laps.
Yeah, they are not getting along at all right now as they race their way down the back straightaway. Noah Gregson trying to shoehorn his way under C. Bell and return the favor from just a lap or so ago.
After Bell went for a spin back on lap 77 to put us under our only caution of the race, he's a bit frustrated right now, Dave. He's been the driver that was in the championship for the last 2 years.
Just because his frustration doesn't necessarily have anything to do with Noah Gregson doesn't mean that he can't take it out on Noah at any moment.
They are racing for the 20th position right now, and that is a little over a half a lap from behind the race leaders. They're side by side headed to one with Michael McDowell trying to join the party.
You think they were racing for the lead the way they've gone all out here for the advantage for the moment. Noah Gregson has got the spot. He'll put C. Bell in the rearview mirror.
And Mike just mentioned Michael McDowell on the racetrack. Got to give a call to Michael McDowell, making his 500th NASCAR Cup Series start today. His first ever Cup Series start came right here at the Martinsville Speedway. And Rusty Wallace, when you make your first ever Cup start at a tough racetrack like this, it might look like an easy little place, but this is a difficult track.
This is the toughest short track in the country. I mean, you've really got to watch everything. We talked about the curbs getting in too low and hitting those curbs, sliding up the track, burning the front brakes up, burning the tires up. You can tear everything up here. I mean, if you do good at Martinsville, by gosh, you've really got something to hang your hat on, because this is a tough little short track.
This is a thinking driver's racetrack right here. You got to put everything together, and you got to connect all the dots over the course of 500 laps. Chase Elliott continues to lead. 11 laps to go in stage one, and Dave Moody has broken away from those atop the leaderboard, and now Chase is starting to close in on some heavy hitters at the back of the pack.
Yeah, the good news is he doesn't have a lot of company at the back door right now, nearly half the length of the back stretch. Bad news is lap car is dead ahead. Tyler Reddick about to go a lap down.
Yeah, Tyler Reddick has had a rough start here to the Xfinity 500. Reddick is one lap down on the verge of falling, now a second lap down.
And he's not going to have much luck keeping Chase Elliott behind him, I don't believe. Elliott for the moment follows in the tire track, bangs a left turn down the back straightaway to the inside in 3.
I'm seeing Chase Elliott have a very versatile race car right now. He can hug that candy cane colored curving at the bottom, but Rusty, we just saw him do something a lap ago. He diamonded the corner where he changed his lane going in and squared up coming off. What does that get a driver at the end of the day?
That's really good if you can do that to pass a car. If you're on the back of somebody, you can't get around them. If you can run in the corner, get that car up about a lane off the bottom of the track, then get it turned, and then throttle down the hill like cause, it gives you a lot of momentum off the corner, and that's pretty slick, pretty cool way to pass a car. Again, if you can get your car to do that.
And you have enough free racetrack to try to make that happen as well. More times than not here at the Martinsville Speedway, you're going to be hummed up in some serious traffic right now. Tyler Reddick has just indeed lost his second lap here to race leader Chase Elliott. For more on Reddick, Chris Wilner.
And well, much like my first report on Tyler Reddick, it's just gone bad to worse. They cannot get that Toyota Camry to turn on entry in the center and then center off the corner down the straightaway. So obviously that problem has compounded since earlier in stage number one. Billy Scott trying to keep his driver calm again. They're not in any sort of peril, of course. They already locked in next week. But you talk about momentum and how race car drivers thrive on momentum. You want to leave here with a good finish, and boy, they are not having a fun day here in the Tyler Reddick camp.
Yeah, right now he just went up the hill and turned four. He got passed by William Byron. He's being bypassed by Chase Briscoe, and as Alex mentioned a moment ago, has now fallen two laps down at lap 124. We've got five laps to go in this opening stage. Chase Elliott is at the controls right now. Chase Elliott navigating lap traffic. He's got the car of Chris Buescher in front of him, and hard to believe, Alex, that Martin Truex Jr. could go another lap down.
Yeah, Truex made a green flag stop, then got caught speeding on pit road, had to make a pass-through penalty under green, got way behind, and our pole sitter right now has got a major hill to climb out of as we're down to just four laps to go. Chase Elliott continues to show the way as he comes up off of turn number four. We'll put another lap on Chris Buescher to make it three to go in the opening stage, but Dave, William Byron, not all that far behind.
Yeah, that comfortable lead is not so comfortable anymore, Alex. He's gone from about a 7 or 8 car length advantage down to just a couple, although he'll increase that now that he's done away with the Chris Buescher machine.
Martin Truex Jr. just had a horrible turn one entry, and that allows Chase Elliott to close in on him. Two laps to go in stage one, and Truex looks behind him and sees a fast closing Chase Elliott.
Elliott is right there, and he's only a car length ahead of William Byron as they make their way to the back straightaway. Chase Elliott closing in on the back bumper of Truex, who bobbles again on entry into three.
They come up off turn number four. This time we'll begin our final lap in the opening stage. The pay window for championship points and valuable ones at that is about to open up.
Chase Elliott now hanging on to the bottom of the racetrack as they make their way off turn two, down the back straightaway. Elliott has William Byron on the back bumper. Here comes Willie B. The bottom.
He's going to rough him up. Coming off the corner, he gets into the back of Chase Elliott. Green and white checkered flag waves at the start-finish line. Elliott hangs on to win stage one of the Xfinity 500. William Byron comes across the line in second. It was Chase Briscoe in third. Ryan Preece fourth, and Ryan Blaney across the line to finish in fifth. Kyle Larson was sixth, Alex Bowman was seventh, Austin Dillon eighth, Joey Logano ninth, and Brad Keselowski finishes the first stage in tenth.
And that look at the top ten and who scored points in this stage is presented by Sunoco. From fueling your favorite NASCAR teams to filling up at the pump, Sunoco is trusted to help vehicles perform at their peak. Sunoco, performance is what we do.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a Shakespearean actor.
Oh, woe is me. Wherefore art thy claims help when I hadst a fender bender?
Pardon the interruption, but when you file a claim with Geico, your claims team will be in touch right away.
But willest they forget about me later when thou needest updates?
No. They'll always be there to, helpeth you out.
Well, I suppose that I should bemoan something else, like my lactose intolerance. Why must Derry disagree with me so savagely?
Geico. Great service without all the drama.
Xfinity here. How can we help?
Hi. My daughter invited her entire class to her birthday party. Can my Wi-Fi handle it?
Oh, well, at Xfinity, our latest gateways have tri-band Wi-Fi technology, letting you connect hundreds of devices at once.
So if all the kids are watching stuff on their phones, well, their parents are sharing videos online.
Yep, they can all do their thing and party their way.
Oh, we are going to need a bigger cake.
Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff. Go to Xfinity.com to learn more. Restrictions apply.
Pit Road remains closed for the moment. From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi. Mondovi.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Lap 134 goes on the board. Pit lane is open. Chris Wilner.
William Byron is in. He was set developed really, really tight at the end of that run. Needs more security as well. An air pressure adjustment. Four tires, Sunoco fuel. How about Ryan Preece? Said the grip pace is good. Just needs some grip. He also has four tires and fuel. And Denny Hamlin said, I locked the left front up several times. Need a little bit more center turn. He's down and away. Steve Post.
Chase Elliott just a tick tight, but nothing he wants to adjust. They don't want to adjust the pit stops. He wins the battle again off from pit road. William Byron goes out second. Chase Briscoe, Ryan Blaney, and Ryan Preece in front five. Ryan Blaney just wants a little more grip, but he is happy with his race car. It is very good. When I listen to Chase Briscoe on the race car, he just needs a little bit better turn in his automobile, but he is another one that's really good with his car. Pit stops, end of stage number one here at lap number 134.
That trip to pit road brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, official partner of NASCAR. Real unlimited data, less dollars, more cents. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com.
NASCAR fans, thinking about heading to the track? The official NASCAR Trax app is the ultimate resource for planning and attending your next event. Discover tickets, event schedules, maps, and facility information to make your experience memorable. Get notified of the latest happenings right on your mobile device.
Ready, green flag, green flag.
New for 2024 is scanner access right from your phone.
Got a race to win, my man.
Listen to driver and team communications while at select NASCAR Trax. Download NASCAR Trax today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. NASCAR fans, the time is now to turn your love of racing into free tickets, merchandise, VIP experiences, and much, much more. Rack up fan rewards points by